I am so happy to be backstage with our violin soloist, concertmaster David Kim. David, congratulations. What a beautiful performance.
Thank you, Deb. I can't tell you how glad I am that that's over.
Well, you know, hearing you and watching you play this Bach concerto, the word that comes to mind is joy. What is it about this piece and performing it that makes it so joyful?
Well, I think the first thing is that intangible that Bach just constructed it in a way, rhythmically, melodically, structurally, that is so delightful that I just feel my colleagues dancing with me on stage. I feel Yannick dancing. I can see it. And I feel the audience kind of buying into it as well. So those are the kind of intangibles. And then I think one of the other things is he wrote it in E major. E major is a very joyous, kind of sunny and open key. And I think those things all kind of combine along with, hopefully, a very animated conductor and animated soloist, which I think you have with Yannick and myself. And so all those things put together with this incredible instrument that's the Philadelphia Orchestra create something that's quite joyous.
Is there something special about playing a soloist with a group of people that you play with in ensemble year after year, day after day, week after week?
Oh, absolutely. That's, as anyone will tell you, in any field, performing in front of your colleagues is the difficult part. It's not necessarily the audience, people who come in, some for the first time to see an orchestra or a symphonic concert. But for me, to get up there in front of my colleagues and try to produce and kind of almost, I try not to think of it in this way, but I'm trying to kind of almost justify my position. Like, oh, you guys, you don't have a fraud up there. But, you know, sometimes those thoughts creep into your head.
There is a lot of lightness and grace, but there's also gutsiness and a lot of expression. I really felt that when I heard you play the cadenza of the first movement and in the slow movement. Do you think that in some way Bach's well-known deep spiritual faith imbues his music with a sort of profundity that is due to that faith? You know, he wrote SDG, Soli Deo Gloria, at the end of his manuscripts. Is there something about faith or spirituality that makes that moment very profound in the music?
I think it might be a little irresponsible of me to state my opinion that, yes, Bach, with his faith in God, imbued his music. Of course, there's some truth to that, of course. And I'm sure that he drew great inspiration and power from his deep faith. But I know there are lots of composers out there who were not believers or had no spiritual life. And that continues to this day with contemporary composers and living composers. And I don't find that their music is any less profound or deep spiritually. So I wish I could say, oh, absolutely. But then, you know, apart from the spiritual lives of the great, great composers, there are so many out there who were not so spiritual.
So there's something that might even be a greater mystery than we can understand that makes music of such a genius level work.
Absolutely. As it says in Scripture, beyond our own understanding.
You achieve almost a period instrument sound at times with little or no vibrato in some of your long melodic lines. Tell me how you arrived at this sound.
When the Philadelphia Orchestra approaches a new work that is by a Baroque composer, there comes a moment very early on in the creative process when we have to decide, are we going to do kind of more Baroque style with almost no vibrato and kind of swells on certain notes? Or are we going to kind of modernize it? And I had approached this performance, this set of performances, absolutely with a romantic bent. And I was laying on the vibrato thick, like good French butter. And we got to the first rehearsal, and Yannick already kind of was influencing. And he was like, he just kind of made these facial gestures, physical gestures with the baton, and made a few comments, and he kind of reshaped my interpretation as well as the orchestra's after the first rehearsal, which happened on Wednesday afternoon. And I just couldn't be happier with what he came up with.
The clarity and the sparkle was so evident because you played it that way. Now, just for our audience, what is the difference between a period instrument violin and the one you performed on?
Well, there's different tuning. Sometimes a different bow is used with a different shape. Even the holding of the bow can be done in a different way. You hold the bow a few inches apart, different than where you normally would hold it in romantic playing. There are all these basic differences, but, you know, in modern playing, even the Baroque players nowadays kind of, they have to make a decision how far they're going to go. And the early music movement in this country, I don't think is as extensive as perhaps in places in Europe like Amsterdam and London. But of course, in New York and Boston, there are vibrant early music movements. But let's face it, this is the Philadelphia Orchestra. We are all about meat and potatoes, heavy Germanic, super romanticized music, laying on the vibrato nice and thick. But it's refreshing when we do play in period style.
Yes, it creates a different color and sound that's equally as beautiful. Bach was a virtuoso keyboard player. Is there anything in his writing for violin that hints more at keyboard writing than, say, a concerto by Vivaldi, who was a violin virtuoso?
It's hard to say, but the thought definitely crosses my mind. It's not the easiest music to play as a violinist. There's a certain, kind of like Johannes Brahms, there's a little bit of awkwardness in navigating some of the technical issues, particularly with the left hand. Of course, he was a visionary, Bach, and his music is way ahead of its time. So sometimes contrapuntally with chords and double stops, it's quite forward-looking, and that creates a little bit of discomfort. So sometimes I think to myself, well, unfortunately, I can't really provide any kind of insight for myself because I have no keyboard experience. All I know how to do is play the violin. But sometimes I think to myself, that kind of string crossing figure, that's got to be kind of a keyboard issue.
Oh, that's fascinating. Well, we know that this concerto is often played on the keyboard in a different key. Now, as soon as we're finished talking, you will not be relaxing as you deserve to relax after a beautiful concerto performance. You'll be taking the stage again, this time in your usual role as concertmaster in Bruckner's Eighth Symphony. What are you looking forward to in the Bruckner?
Well, the Bruckner is, the Eighth is a little bit less familiar to all of us than some of the others, 4 and 7. But Yannick, I believe I'm safe in saying that this is his favorite Bruckner symphony, and he is really an incredible interpreter of Bruckner. And because of its length and depth and density, and of course Bruckner's kind of unique chromaticized language, it's difficult. It's a very tricky piece, actually. And so my main objective is going to, after giving 1,000% of myself in the Bach, is to try to come back after intermission and be able to kind of refocus and concentrate to the best of my ability and not kind of be careless at all, because I have to lead and I have to be there for Yannick. And so I'm looking forward to just getting out there and hopefully getting back into the zone. It's kind of like a professional tennis player, and all of a sudden in the middle of the match, the heavens open up and it rains, and then everybody has to go back into the locker room and wait for the rain to pass, and you have to come back out and re-warm up. And sometimes that's the turning point in the match because the momentum has changed. And so I'm hoping that I can maintain the positive momentum from the first half.
Well, I'm sure you will be able to, as you always brilliantly do, and it was such an honor and pleasure to speak with you, David. Thanks for spending time.
Thanks, Deb. Always a pleasure.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.